This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Senior U.S. diplomats urged Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to launch an investigation sought by President Donald Trump into political rival Joe Biden and his son. That's according to text messages released Thursday by U.S. congressional investigators. House of Representatives Democratic investigators released the messages after interviewing former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker on Thursday for nearly 10 hours. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shadow shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats involved spent 10 hours with House investigators yesterday. In an interview, Republican Mark Meadows says actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
The entire affair grew into what one diplomat feared was a crazy swap that risked vital U.S. military aid to Ukraine. Bill Taylor called the link between security assistance, a White House visit, and political investigations his nightmare scenario. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iraqi security forces opened fire on an anti-government protesters gathering in Baghdad Friday for a fourth day of demonstrations against unemployment, poor public services, and corruption. The security forces fired directly at protesters, according to an AFP correspondent. No casualties have been reported. At least 42 people have been killed since Tuesday. U.S. employers added a modest 136,000 jobs in September. That's enough to help lower the unemployment rate to a new five-decade low. This is VOA News. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam banned protesters from wearing masks in the latest restriction by the pro-China government on the territory. Lam announced the ban Friday and condemned the escalation of violence recently after 4 months of anti-government demonstrations.
I would like to emphasize that the decision to invoke the emergency regulations ordinance is a difficult but also a necessary one for public interest.
Thousands of protesters in masks streamed onto Hong Kong streets on Friday as Lam invoked the rarely used emergency powers to ban the masks at rallies. VOA's Brian Padden is in Hong Kong. He points out protests have happened every day this week and skirmishes between police and demonstrators every night. He says they are expected to continue.
There have been protests every day and there have been skirmishes every night between police and protesters. So it will continue into the weekend. It is expected to continue into the weekend. I haven't heard about massive movements over this weekend, but it certainly hasn't calmed down at all.
Lam said the ban was her own government's decision, not an order from Beijing. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Montenegro on Friday to show support for the NATO ally. Pompeo met Montenegrin President Milo Djukanovic and other leaders. He also announced the two countries are finalizing their biggest bilateral arms deal.
And I'm pleased to report that just this week, the U.S. offered an agreement to Montenegro for the largest sale of military equipment in the history between our two nations. The United States looks forward to delivering $36 million worth of light tactical vehicles to our NATO ally once this agreement is finalized.
Later Friday, Pompeo is due to visit North Macedonia and then travel to Athens, Greece. More than 500 Burundians are heading home after spending time in three Tanzanian refugee camps. On Thursday, the first wave of Burundians fleeing violence and unrest over the last few years began their journey back home to their villages. They are among thousands who fled the small Central East African country's political unrest, which erupted after a controversial 2015 election gave President Pierre Nkurunziza a third term. Some went to other neighboring countries. UN agencies are appealing for $20 million to contain an outbreak of cholera in Sudan. They warn this deadly disease could potentially affect thousands of people unless urgent measures are taken to prevent it from spreading. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.